on Daf Kuf Yud Lamed Beis. We hear in the Mishnah as follows: Misha Yanosui Ktana V'Charshes. This is the third Bava in the Mishnah. A person had two wives. One was a Ktana and one was a Charshes. Both of them are Kedushin Darabonim. Ein bias achas mehem peiteres sarosa. So the bia of one will not pata the tzore. The bia of one will not pata the tzore. Now, we have to understand why it is that way. Why these are both kedushi derabonon. So why is it that if he has two wives, one is a harshes, one is a Tane, why is it that the bia of one doesn't pata the tzore? Now, there's a gemore, a very difficult gemore, Ktana v'charshes, which I want to skip over now, and we'll come to this gemore after we finish the sugya. Then we'll realize how difficult this gemore is. But I'd like to give a shtickle hakdome to the next sugya, so be able to understand a little pshat in the sugya and pshat in the Mishnah. For some reason, Chazal differentiated between the issues derabonon of a charshes and the issues derabonon of a ktana. If we would be yes, we would say that both Kedushin Darabonon finished, so what's the chilek? But we'll see, Chazal, for some reason, made chilukim between these two issues. And one of them, Chazal said, is knuya umishuyeres, which means that it's konuy a little bit, he has a kinyan in her, but there's left over a chilek that's not konuy. Let us be Megashim, she's Knuya 75%. Knuya Umishiyeres. That's one of these. And another one is Knuya Oy Enoi Knuya. Is a suffix. Maybe it's 100% Konui, or maybe it's 100% not Konui. It's not Konui at all. And for some reason, Chazal were Mesaken, that this should be by these issues. One is by a charshes, and one is by a ktana. Now we have to be mevarel what issues is by a ktana and what issues is by a charshes. And that's what the sugya will get involved, and then as we progress, it should get a little clearer. Now let us start four lines from the bottom. Ketzad Takanton. The Mishnah was very unclear. The Mishnah said that if a person married a charshes and a ktana, ein bias achas mehem peiteres sarosa, he'll be miyabim one of them, it will not patal the tzore. And for practical purposes, let us say now, pshat in the Mishnah, the way we just mentioned, that one of these issues is knuya mishiyare, one of these issues is knuya ve'eina knuya, that means maybe it's koni, maybe it's not knuya. So now we understand the Mishnah very well, so the Mishnah is telling us, if he's miyabim one of them, so let's say this one is knuya mishiyare. So it's only 75% knuya, so it can't pass to the tzore, who maybe is 100% knuya. If he'll be miyabim the tzora, maybe she's not knuya at all. So tzicha can pata the first one. So these two noshim, one can't pata the other. So the Mishnah just said what they can't do. But Lamaisa, what do you do? So how are you supposed to solve this problem? That's what the Gemara is going to speak about now. So the Gemara says, Ketzat takanto. What do you do to help these two women One is the Ktana, one is the Chashish. What do you do? Omar Rav, he's the Omar Rav. Koin is a Chashish. He's Miyabim the Chashish. But he can't remain with her. Umoitziya beget. And then he gives her a get. But then she's allowed to get married. Whoever wants her, she gets married to. Uktano and the Ktano tamtim ad shetagdil v'tachli. So the Ktano, he'll wait till she becomes a gdoila and he'll give her a chalitza. And let's give a preview of what Rav is really saying, and then we'll see how the Gemara figures it out. Rav held a charshis is knuya ve'ena knuya. It's knuya ve'ena. She's 75% koni. So you meyavim the charshis. Fine. Now this couldn't patter the ktana. Maybe the ktana is knuya legamri. So it doesn't patter the ktana. You can't be miyabim the ktana because maybe the ktana is not knuya at all. So the val you miyabim the charshis. The ktana you're not permitted to be miyabim because there's by yisechel to boine veina boine shnei batim. He can't be miyabim the ktana. Afulu he built 3/4 of a bayis, but he can't be miyabim the ktana anymore. So the val is miyabim the charshis. When the ktana becomes a gdoila, he'll give her a chalitza. Now, by giving giving her a chalitza, so now the charshes will become asotim al skivin shalai bona shivla yivne. Now, that also depends. If the ktana is knuya, so the chalitza works, so then there's a la yivne on the charshes. If the ktana is not knuya, so then there's no problem. But we don't know. It's knuya, I ain't a knuya. We don't know what din a ktana has. So Memele, that's what Rav said. So the Maisa will do this. We'll be miyabim the charshes. You'll give her a get, so you're making sure you won't be over any yisurim after you'll make chalitza with the ktane. So, but she's taken care of. You were miyabim her, so now she's allowed to get married. You gave her a get. Could be this did not patter the ktane, so the ktane will have to wait till she becomes a gdela. When she becomes a gdela, you'll give her chalitza. And finished, in both of them now allowed to get married. That's takanto. The Mishnah says that one, the even one can't patter the other. But lemaisa, what you should do, so Rav said this, what you should do, be miyabim the charshes, wait till the ktana becomes a gdoila, and then you'll give a chalitza. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Rav, koines ha charshes, umeitziyo beget, uktana tamtem ad shetagdol betachlo. Omar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said, from what Rav said, Shma Mino, from this I can see, Ksava Rav, that Rav hold Charshes Kinuya Umishiyeres. That a Charshes is Kinuya, he has a Kinyin in her, but there's a Shiyer. It wasn't kind of her completely. Ktano, Kinuya, Ve'ena Kinuya. And a Ktano is maybe she's koni legamri, maybe she's not koni at all. And therefore, I understand Rav perfectly. The isal kedaita, because if you'll say, charshes knuya ve'ene knuya, if we'll say the other way around, a charshes maybe is koni legamri, maybe he's not koni at all. Ktano knuya mishuyeres, and a ktanis knuya mishuyeres, if we'll say like that, is charshes amai koinis umeitziyo beget. So why did Rav say, you're miyabim the charshes, and then you have to give her a get because you're afraid of the chalitza of the ktanim? If a charshes is knuya ve'ene knuya, and a ktane is knuya mishuyeres, so let him be miyabim the charshes, and the monavshir, she should be by him. She doesn't have to give her a gift. Why? What's the monavshir? If a charshes is knuya legamri, or knuya, so she's knuya. So fakel, so that gibum pata diktane, so there's no problem. So memele the chalitza he made on the ktana is nothing, because ain chalitza acha yibum, if he made yibum already, so the chalitza is nothing. V'ilav knuyahi, and if she's not konui, hanoch is baalmahi. So she's not married to him. It's either knuya or ain't knuya. Either she's 100% married or she's not married at all. So memele, if she's not married at all, so there's no loyivna from the chalitza of the ktana, because they're not tzavos. So that's what the Rav Chisda said. If Rav would have held that the chalshes is knuya ve'ena knuya, and the ktana is knuya mishayeres, so there would be no reason to give the chalshes again. You miyabim her, and you keep on the manavshech. Either, if she's knuya legamri, so the chalitza of the ktana is not necessary, because it patters the chalitza of the ktana. If she's not knuya, so she's not a tzore, so memele, so you give the ktana chalitza, because maybe she's not a knuya. But the chalsha should be mutter to remain with it. And if Rav said that the chalshes, yomiyabim the chalshes, koines umaitziya beget, so we see from Rav, it's the other way around. That the chalshes is knuya mishuyeres, and the ktano is knuya ve'ene knuya. Frek the Gemore, you have a beautiful cheshbon. In other words, you're saying, if you're miyabim the knuya ve'ene knuya, you don't have to give a get. That one you can keep memonavshech. Say bazoi, so have a kash and rav. So what are you telling me? Not the charshes is knuya ve'ene knuya. The ktan is knuya ve'ene knuya. Fine. So let him be miyabim the ktane, and you will have the same cheshbon. The kasha, that what you're proving that rav holds, that a charshes is knuya mishiyeres, And therefore, a ktan is knuya ve'ene knuya, so let's be miyabim the ktane. The chitayim a ktana maitam temat shetagdol v'tachlit, so why does the ktana have to suffer? And she waits till she becomes a gdoila, and then you give her chalitza. Let him be miyabim the ktane. Teisiv gabay, so let she'll be together with the yoba. Iknuya he, if she's a knuya, so knuya. She's knuya, so memele it was miyabim her. He patel the chalshes in shalom al yisrael. He lav knuya. If she's not knuya, nuchayis abal me. So she's not a tzore. So it's also no problem. So the Gemara says you're right, but im kein chalshes ba meteipa. But what's going to happen with the chalshes? What are you going to do with the chalshes? A charshes, you can't give chalitza, because a charshes is nidva omro. You have to be a bar amira. She can't give chalitza. You can't be miyabim the charshes, because maybe the ktan is knuya. And if the ktan is knuya, so you can't be miyabim the charshes anymore. So memele, so therefore, you're right, legabi the ktane, you could save the ktane, that she doesn't have to wait till she becomes a gdoila in get chalitza. But by being miyam the ktane, the chalshes is nebuch and aguna. You can't do anything with the chalshes. So therefore, Rav said, fakel. Rav said, let's be miyam the chalshes. We'll give the chalshes a get, and then we'll wait till the ktane becomes a gdoila, and we'll give her chalitza. That is but Rav Chisda said Pshat and Rav. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, and Rav Kuf Yudam at base, Keitza takanto, diktano v'charshes, hoyul vein ha'achas peiteres sarosa. The Mishnah said that one doesn't part of the Tzoret. V'charshes lav bas chalitzi, and ha'charshes is another problem, you can't make chalitza with ha'charshes. The nepek tovayu bechalitza, that give both chalitza, that would have been ideal, but chalshes you can't give chalitza.
V'miyabim lo, and if you'll be miyabim the charshes, v'cholitz lektane, you'll give chalitza to the ktane, k'shetagdil, is mifsele k'maisele, so now the charshes will become osanim. D'kom lei b'lo yivne, d'abiyya the charshes loydach yezike. The bee of the charshes is not mavkiya, the complete zike. The name ain't a chareha klum, that after the yibum of the charshes, there's no zik anymore, so there's no mocking for chalitza. That's also not true. So what do you do? So Rav said, koinis es acharshes, umaitziyo beget. The chalitza is ktane tiposolo aleo. That you have to give her a get, because the chalitza that you're going to do with the ktane will pass all the charshes, als layivne. So Rav Chisda says, I see that Rav holds charshes knuya b'mitzas and mishuyeres. Ktanos, sofik knuya kula, maybe she's in ganzen konui. Sofik eino knuya kla, maybe she's not konui at all. The bishteyem, now Rashi starts explaining. The bishteyem knuyais and mishuyeres. If we would assume that both of them are knuyos umishiyos. Both of them are koni 75%. Like a lameima, that you can't say. The mimas nisn shaminalo, that both of them are not knuyos umishiyos. Vim kain tifter chode bebiyas chavata. So let one become potter with the bee of the other one. Okay, both are knuyos umishiyos. Both are koni 75%, so let him be miyabim one, and that'll part of the other one. The Mishnah says, ein bias, that the bia of one will not, ein bias achas mayhem peiteres teros. So both of them are not knuyis and mishiyores. Yeah. Ushtayim sofik. Now Rashi said, maybe let's say both of them are a sofik. Now, if both of them are a sofik, so our Mishnah is good. So both of them are a sofik, so it could be the charshes is a knuya, and the ktana is not a knuya. It could be the other way around. The ktana is a knuya, and the charshes is not a knuya. Could be both are knuyas, could be both are not knuyas, but we understand the Mishnah, and be a sachas peteres chavoto, because maybe one is a knuya, one is not a knuya. Yeah. So Rashi says, Ushtayim Sofik Nami Lekalamein, Midiktoni Sefer de Masnis. We didn't learn yet the Sefer of the Mishnah, but the Sefer says as follows. Bo Yovom Alaktano. The Sefer says, the Yovom was Miyabim Diktana. V'choza Ubo Alachareshes. And then he was Miyabim Dikharshes. He wasn't permitted to do it, but he did it. So the Mishnah says, so after he was Boal Achareshes, Posel es Aktana. So now the Ktana is Osatim. Then the Mishnah says further, Bo Yovom Al Achareshes. He was Miyabim de Chareshes. V'chozar u Bo Al Aktana. And then he was Miyabim de Ktana, which also wasn't allowed to do. Posel es Achareshes. He Posel de Chareshes. Now, so Rashi says, Vishteyem Sofik, if both of them are a Sofik, the Ktana is a Sofik, the Chareshes is a Sofik, is Kamaisa, the first one, Pesev Gabei Mimonevshech. So that this is not a new Dibur HaMaschol, this is a connection with the Rashi. Pesev Gabei Mimonevshech, Do Achroine Loi Poslo Loi. The second one will not passel the first one. Why? Dimshteyem knuyois, if both of them are knuyois, einachoina paiselos orishoina, deinacha bia klum. If he was miyabim one of them, so the bia of the second one is nothing. It's like maloi meirden, biacha bia. Vimzu knuya vizu einom knuya, and if one is knuya and one is not knuya, einom tzores zulazu, so they're not tzores. So, mimonav shech. The first one, that he was miyabim, so there's nothing what to worry about. If the first one is a knuya, so the bee of the second one will not asa the first one, because there's no shnei batim, ein biyacha bee. If the first one is not a knuya, and the second one is a knuya, So the first one is not a tzore. So weiter is no problem of shnei batim. Elo. And we see from the Mishnah says if he was miyabim one, and then is miyabim the second one, so the first one becomes us on him. So we now prove from both Mishnayis, two Yesoides, both are not Knuya Mishayeres, and both are not Sofik Knuya, Sofik Eina Knuya. Elo, so what is? Chodo Knuya Mishayeres. One of them is Knuya Mishayeres. V'chodo Sofik, and one is Asofik. Fine. Which one is Knuya Mishayeres? Which one is Asofik? That I don't know. But that I see from the Mishnayis, that one is a Knuya Mishayeres, one is Knuya Bein the Knuya. Umidarav Shaminon, so now Rav Chisda said, from Rav we can figure out, the Charshis, he a Knuya Umishayeres. The Charshis is the Knuya Mishayeres. Uktane, Sofik, Sofik Knuya, Sofik Ein the Knuya. Mishum Hochi, so my male now is Moira dictates of Rav. The Charshis, you have to give a get. You cannot, you miyabim the Charshis. Now you have to give her a get. Why? Dilma k'tana knuya ilagamri. Maybe the k'tana is knuya ilagamri. Va'adifa mei Charshis. And she's better from the Charshis. The Charshis is only knuya mishayeres. And she's knuya ilagamri. So memele. So there's still Zika left over. When he was miyabim the Charshis, it's only Knuya Mishayeres. So there's still Zika left over. So now the Ktano needs Chalitza on the Tzatzis Knuya Legamri. And the Chalitza that'll give the Ktano will pass all the Charshis. Will pass all the Chalitza so alel. So memele. So therefore, he said, you're kindness to Charshis, then you have to give her a get. You shouldn't remain with her because the chalitza of the ktana will pass all the Charshis on you. And then you wait till the ktana becomes a gedolah and you give her a chalitza. But if you'll say, fakel, if you'll say that the Charshis is a sofik knuya, sofik ein knuya, and the ktan is a knuya mishayeres. So why do you have to give the charshis a get? If she's a knuya, a knuya, a knuya. So if she's a knuya, v'sula kezika abasra. So there's no zika after you and miyabama. So the chalitza of the ktan is nothing. Ein chalitza achayibum. And if the Charshis is not a Knuya, is noch his Baumi. So then they're not Tzores. So the Chalitza of the Ktane will not pass all the Ktane on the Charshis. So the Gemara said, oh, she made a beautiful cheshbon, v'chiteime, so why does the ktana have to wait till she becomes a gdoila to give a chalitza? V'chiteime, ktana, maitamtem, v'tachlitz, yisa'ena mitchila. Let him be miyabim the ktana right away. V'teishev, etzla, etzla, mimonavshech, and he'll be miyabim, huh? And she'll be with him a monavshech, if she's a knuye, so there's no zika from the charshes. And if she's not a knuya, so there's no problem from the charshes. So the Gemara says, but you can't do this because charshes by my tepik. What are you going to do with the charshes? Holav bas chalitza. You can't give chalitza to the charshes. So what are you going to do with the charshes? V'rav takante letavayuktoni. Rav said atakone, my takanto, not just to help the ktana. How can we help both? So the only way we can help both is if you miyabim the charshes, you'll give her a get, you'll wait till the ktana becomes a gdela, you'll give her chalitza, and then both of them are mutalishuk. That's a takone. Period. V'ikashe. Now Rashi asks akashe. Masnisen, the next Mishnah says as follows. And Rashi brought this down before. Bo ala ktano, v'chozar u bo ala charshes, He was first miyabim the ketana. Then he was miyabim the chaushes. So the next Mishnah says, posel as a ketana. He passed the ketana. Amai poslo. Why did he pass the ketana? Hoyel v'nosvo bereisho. Since he was miyabim the ketana first, his tepik chaushes beget. Let him give the chaushes a get. Oktano tasted gabay mimonavshech, and let the ktano stay by him. Kedamoro, veiketakanta letavayu. So he had speaking about he did the wrong thing. He was miyabim the chashus after he was miyabim the ktano. But fine. But after he did this, so why does it say that he has to give the ktano a get? He doesn't have to give the ktano a get. Let him go and remain with the ktana, because mimonav shech the ktana, there's no problems. If it's knuya legamri, so memelis or the chalitz of the chashis is worthless. If it's not knuya at all, so then the chalitz of the chashis will not pass a law because they're not tzoris. Ve'ike takanta letavayu, tritz mas nisin, so Rashi said, that's a very good kasha. Mishum gzeira. That means, if you're gonna start this way, are you going to be miyabim the ketane, and you're going to remain with the ketane? Dilma osi lemivul charshes pereisha. So you know what might happen. You might do this. If you're going to tell me that he can remain with the ketane, dilma osi lemivul charshes pereisha. Maybe he might be boiled the charshes first, and lechoyref will be boiled the charshes first, that he won't be able to remain with the charshes, because the charshes is knuya mishuyeres, and the ketana is knuya legamri, then he'll be yosem the charshes. So if you'll tell me that he's permitted to remain with the first one, he might end up remaining, being miyabim the chashis first, and he'll remain with her. And that's also, kochinami, metaritz lo bebraise lekamo. And the Gemara says later this teretz. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Sheshitz. So now, al kaponim, we have a member of Rav Chisde, that Rav Chisda figured out that Rav holds that a charshes is knuya mishuyeres, and a ktana is knuya ve'ena knuya. Sofik knuya, sofik ena knuya. Omar Rav Sheshes, ochi nami mistavro kide komentaritz Rav Chisda libe de Rav. It's very mistavro what Rav Chisda said. The Sanye, we learned a baraisa, Shnei achim nesuim shtei achoyes. Two brothers married two sisters. The Bach is moichik yesoimis. Ktano v'charshes. Now we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. And they married two sisters, Chochel and Leah. Now one married a ktane, and one married a charshes. Meis Balo shel ktano. The husband of the ktano died. So it says in the Baraisa. Now let us figure this out by ourselves before we'll see what the Baraisa says. If we hold according to Rav that a charshes is knuya mushieres, and a ktana is knuya oyene knuya. Now, knowing this, let's figure out the halacha of the Beraisa, and we'll see it stems very well. Meis balo shel ktano, the baal of the ktano died. So what happened now? So the ktana, maybe she's a knuya, so she's zekuke liyibu. The Baal HaChereshes has to be miyabim, is a zike. Now, the Baal HaChareshes can't be Miyabmo because the HaChareshes is Knuya Mishuyere, so he has Mikzas Ishes in the HaChareshes, so she's a Mikzas HaChareshes Ishtoi, so he can't be Miyabmo. She's not 100% HaChareshes Ishtoi because it's only Knuya Mishuyere. Maybe she's Knuya. So, what does it say in the Mishnah? Meis Bailo Shel Ktano HaChareshes Yoytze Beget. So he has to give his wife a get because she's achos zukukosoi. The ktano, if she's knuya legamri, she's a skuke. Uktano, in the ktano, if she's knuya legamri, tamtin achetagdol v'tachloi. So you have to wait till she becomes a gdoilo. And then she'll get chalitze. So memele, this is gewaltig. If we learn like Rav, like the way Rav Chisda said in Rav. Now, the other way around. Meis Bala Shel Charshes. What happens if the Bala of the Charshes died? Now the Bala of the Charshes died. Now, the Charshes is a Knuya Mishuyeres. Now, if the Charshes is Knuya Mishuyeres, so there's a Zike to the Bala Ktane. Now, the Ktano, let's just think for 1 minute. If the ktano is knuya legamri, so then there wouldn't be any problems with the zika of the charshes, because the charshes is an erva, she's an achis ishtoi midarabanan. The ktano is knuya legamri, so the charshes is achis ishtoi, so there wouldn't be any problems. But we have a problem, maybe the ktano is not knuya at all. So then the ktano is so meis bailo shel charshes is ktano yoytze beget. So he has to give, he can't remain with the ktana. Ktana is yoytze beget. The charshes asura leyoylo. And the charshes is also leyolo. What is he going to do with the charshes now? He can't be miyabim the charshes. Maybe she's an elva. Maybe the ktana is knuya legamri. So the charshes is achis ishtoi. She can't be muta l'shuk. Maybe the ktana is not knuya at all. So the charshes is a yevama. So so you have to be miyabma. He can't be miyabma because maybe she's achis ishtoi. So mamela v'charshes asula lo'ilo. V'imbo ala charshes. What happens if he was miyabm the charshes? So Lemais, if he was miyabim the charshes, so now his noisin lo get v'hutro. So then he can give her a get and she'll become muta because as follows that if he was miyabim the charshes, so mamonavshech. If the ktan is knuya legamri, so the yibum mustam is a gonish megonish. You don't need yibum, and the charshes is muta l'shut because she's achis ishtoi. If the ktana is not knuya at all, so the charshes need yibum, and he gave her yibum. Then he'll give her a get, v'utro. So memela, we already explained this beraisa, if we hold that charshes is knuya mishuyeres, and ktana is knuya v'ayna knuya. Now the Gemara is going to split this out. Yamret bishloime charshes knuya mishuyeres. Ktana knuya ve'ena knuya mishim hachi, so therefore, the chibo ala charshes, noisin lo get v'hutrom. So memele, when the charshes fell liyibum, he was married to the ktana, and we told him he shouldn't be miyabim the charshes, maybe she's achisish, but he was miyabim. So noisin lo get v'hutre, the omre mimonavshech, we say mimonavshech. Iktana knuya hi, anavke mishimach eisish, if the ktana is knuya, so the charshes is an erbe. Ilav knuya, if the ktana is not knuya at all, shape miyab. So then, it's moire dikta bereis. Elo, but if you won't say, like Rav Chisda b'shem Rav, we'll say the other way around. We'll say that a charshes is knuya v'ayne knuya, and a ktana is knuya mishieres. Ela yamrit, Charshes knuya veine knuya. Ktano knuya mishuyeres. So me meile. So I bezoi have a problem. Ki bo al charshes. What happened over here? He was married to the ktano, and the ktano is knuya mishuyeres. So the ktane zicher did not patter the harshes, because she's not a complete elve, because the ktane is knuya mishuyeres, and the harshes could be knuya legamri. Iski bo al harshes, now that he was bo al harshes, we said don't be boil the harshes. She's a shtikla achayisisha. But, he bore harshes when he was boiled the harshes. Amai nois. So what does it say in the Baraisa? Nois and get vohutro. So he gives her a get vohutro, and then she's permitted to get married. It's like the Gemara, havelei bia psulom, the bia that he's miyabim the harshes. He's not permitted to be miyabim the harshes, because the harshes is a mikzas achoisisha. So it's a bia psula. And we hear in Rabban Gamliel, a bia psula needs chalitza. A bia psula will not be mafki yezikim. Havalei bia psula, bia psula loy potro. Soy bazoy, so what is pshat in the baraisa? The baraisa says, if he was married to the ketana, in the harshes, in the bala harshes died, and he was miyabim the harshes, he gives her again, she's muta l'shuk. No, she needs chalitza. Because if the ketana is knuya mishuyeres, so the harshes is a shtikel achos isha. There's still a zike, because she's knuya legamri, maybe. But you can't be miyabim her, because she's a stikalacha isha, as the isha she has in the ketana. So memeile, so since you're not permitted to be miyabim her, she's a stikal elve, so it's a biya psula. And we learned the Rabban Gamliel, biya psula loy potro, is a raya, that's Rav Sheshish's raya. Is a raya to Rav Chisda Marav. That is the other way around. That the ktanim is knuya veine knuya. The harshes is knuya mishuyeres. So memanevshech, either the harshes is an elve, so she doesn't need anything, or if the ktanim is ainu knuya, so you made a geherer geyibum in the harshes, so that's why if he was born like how she's as nice and loget, and she's the well, and she's allowed to get married. But if you learn the other way around, so it's a bia psula. To be a psula loy potro. And for the Gemara, it's no raya. Could be, not like Rav Chisda. Could be a ktana is knuya mishuyeres. Could be a harshes is knuya ve'ine knuya. Are you asking a kasha? So why does it say if he was kindness to harshes, he gives her a get and she's mutal l'shuk, it's a biya psula, and a biya psula is not mafki yedziki, you need chalitza, and a harshes is a lav bas chalitza. Amoni Rav Nechemya, the oma biya psula, peiteres me chalitza. We hear in Perek Rav Gamliel, that Rav Nechemya holds that a bia psula is also mafkiya the zike. Even though he wasn't permitted to be miyabim, it's mafkiya the zike. So mamela, so that is why, so bia psula peteris michalitze. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, so the Gemara says it's very good ki the komentaritz, but you said, Harshes knuya umishuyeres, ktana knuya ve'ene knuya. What's the raya? It says, meis bailo shel ktano, Harshes yoitze beget. If the baal of the ktana died, So the chalshes yaitzes beget. So then the husband of the ketana has to give her. Then the husband of the chalshes has to give his wife a get. The zik is ketana oischa sa'olo. The zik of the ketana, who's sofik knuya legamri, will ask his wife. The chalshes knuya mushiyeres. The ketana shem knuya legamri. Vavilo chalshes achoise kukosa. Ktano teitze biget, zikis charshes achoiso, isroso, shemo ktano eine knuye klau. Maybe the ktanya bechlau is not knuye. Vahavi ki mefute, so she's like a mefute. Vacharshes knuye mishuyeres, vavolo ishto, iso now the ktane is achoiso kukoso. She's not knuye, she's not ishto either, but al kaponim she's achoiso kukoso, so he can't be with her. But you cannot be miyabim the chalshes if the baal achalshes died. He has to give his wife the ketana a get. Maybe she's ain't a knuya, and the chalshes is also loylam lekainso. Yevsha, he can't be kainso lekainso yevsha. He can't be kainis the chalshe shemo ktana knuya. Maybe the ktana is knuya, vizu achois grushosa, and this is achois grushosa. Vein zikukoloi, and she's not zokukten. So he can't be miyabim the chalshes, maybe the ktana is knuya, and if the ktana is knuya, so she's a nerve. Then, so that's why it says, V'chalshes asura loilom. So now Rashi yes, Sakasha asura loilom. Why is she also loilom? What'll be when the ketana will die? So then she's not an achois ishtoi anymore. V'afilu meisa ketana achaka. Upoka iser achois isha. Asura mishu meisha sach. So the chalshes is also atzeisha sach. Oilu bishas nefila niftura mimenu. Because Bishas Nefila, Bishas Nefila, she was an elder. But Chalitza Yevsha, and to give the Charshes Chalitza you can't give her, the Lab Bas Chalitza. That is Pshat in the Beraisa, if the Mace Bala Charshes, so he gives his wife a get, maybe his wife is Eina Knuya and she's an Achisa Kukosai, and the chalshes is also loylom. He can't be miyabim her because maybe she's an erve, and he can't give chalitza because the chalshes he can't give chalitza. Ve'im ovar ubo al chalshes. What is if he was miyabim the chalshes? Acher shegire shaktana. After he gave a get to the ktana, he was miyabim the chalshes. Noisin lo get. So he gives now the chalshes a get. And now she's mutalashuk mimonavshech. What's the mimonavshech? Iktana knuya havoi. If the ktana is a knuya, nafgelo hach mireishe, mishum hach is ishe. So if she's a knuya, so memelo, so she's a, so the chalshes is an elbe. Bahach knise znus balme. So it's only znus, it's nothing, it's Donish. Viktano lav knuye, if the ktano is not knuya, is shapi yibe. So it's a good yibu. That is all if you learn that the ktano is knuya ve'ena knuya, and the chashis is knuya mishiyas. But if you learn the other way, that a ktana is knuya mishuyeres, and a chalshes is knuya veina knuya. A minus, so why does it say in the Beraisa, if he was miyabim the chalshes, he gives her a get, vohutro. Why is she muta ikala meimer, dil me chalshes knuya legamri loch? Maybe the chalshes knuya legamri. Uskukaloi, and she's okukta. Uktane loidochilo. The ktane wasn't doiche de chalshes, the knuya mishiyeresi. Because the ktane is a knuya mishiyeres. Ubi yoso. Now, So if we will say that the Ktana is Knuya Mashiachis, and the Charshis is Knuya Ve'ena Knuya, so Ubi Yosa Biya Psula. So Memele, so then the Biya of the Charshis is a Biya Psula. Sherei Achois Isha B'mitzasi. She's an Achois Isha B'mitzas. Ubiyapsula loy patra miyibum. Ubiyapsula does not patra miyibum. Utsricha getle biyosoi, vachalitza lezikosoi. So if you're making a biyapsula in the charshes, you're not finished with the biyap. You need chalitza. Vacharshes, lavas chalitza. So Rav Sheshes brought a raya from this beraisa. If the Baraisa says that if he was Boal Acharshis, who is the sister of the Ktane, is Noisne Loget, and she's Mutter Leshut, so you see Klo, like Rav Chisda said in Rav, that the Ktane is Knuya Ve'ene Knuya, and the Acharshis is Knuya Mashiachis. Because it would be the other way around, so then the Bias Acharshis would be a Bias Psula, and she would need Chalitza, and she's a Labas Chalitza. So the Gemara answers, no, could be this Mishnah is going according to Rab Nechemye, the Perik Rab Gamliel, Rab Nechemye holds in Perik Rab Gamliel, that a Biya Psula also patos. You don't need Chalitza after Biya Psula. Lamaise, it has a Teres Yibum, and finished, and so that's why he gives her a get. That's what the Gemara says. So goes according to Rav Nechemya. Doma biya psula paiteres michalitza. So the Gemara says, I Rav Nechemya, if you'll tell me this paraisa is going according to Rav Nechemya, aim a sefer. Let us see the sefer of this paraisa. Now what does it say in the sefer? Mi shahoya nosui, let us see the sefer. What does it say in the sefer? Mi shahoya nosui shtei yisoymeis, tu yisoymeis, Rashi tells us what shall shtei yisoymeis. But let's, ktano vacharshes. The Reisha was talking about, there were two brothers married, two sisters. The Sefer is speaking about as follows. Mi shahoya nosui shtei yisoymeis, ktano vacharshes. A person had two wives. One was a Ktana, one was a Charshis. Umeis. And now he died. So there's left over a Ktana and a Charshis. That's the case of the Mishnah. Bo Yavom ala Ktana. So the Yavom was Miyabim the Ktana. V'choza ubo ala Charshis. And then he's Miyabim the Charshis. Case number one. Oy, shemo ochiv ala charshes. Or the brother was miyam de charshes. Nesru shteyem olov. So now both of them are osa. Both of them are osa because one of them could be ba'isechu b'boine v'ine boine shtey batim. Now let us just learn this Baraisa now the way, according to Rav Chisda Amar Rav. So let's understand the halacha. Bo Yavam ala Ktana. So the Yavam was Miyavam the Ktana. So the Ktana is a Knuya. Ve'ina Knuya. Maybe she's Knuya, maybe she's not Knuya. V'chaza obo ala Charshis. The Charshis is a Knuya Mishiyeres. Shmo'ochiv ala Charshis. Nesru Shteim. So both of them are also. It's poshut. Why? If the Ktan is a Knuya, so then the second one is Shtei Batim. He can be Miyam, the second one. The Charshis. If the Ktan is an Eina Knuya, so Memele, we'll see in a minute. Oh, if the Ktan is an Eina Knuya, then we have a problem. So Mechoyre, what's the problem? We'll see in a minute. So Nesru Shteim Olav is Shver according to us also. Keitza Takanta. So what's the Takone? Charshis, what do you do when you have the brother left over two wives, one was a charshes, one was a ktane, is charshes yoytze beget. The charshes he gives a get. Uktano tamtim ad shetagdu v'tachlitz. So now the charshes will give a get, and the ktane will give chalitza. After she becomes a gdoila. So the Gemara says as follows, Yamrit Pishloime Charshes Knuya Mishiyeres. If you'll say the way we said till now, a Charshes is Knuya Mishiyeres. Ktana Knuya Ve'ena Knuya. Ve'rabononi, and it goes according to the Rabbonon that the whole that Abiyah Psula needs Chalitza. Is Mishim Hochi, so therefore it's very good. It says, Tamtin ad she tagdu v'tachlitz. You wait till the ktano becomes a gdoilo, and then you give a chalitze. The dilme kodim uboil charshes, maybe. You wait till the ktane becomes a gdoilo, and you give a chalitze. The Dilma called him a boil harshes, because maybe he'll be boiled the harshes bereshe. Vahavyalei biya diktane, biya psule. And the biya diktane will be a biya psule. Now let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Yisaymais mishum ktane noka. Nesru Shteyen Olov. So now, he was Miyabim both. He was Miyabim the Ktane, he was Miyabim the Charshes. So Rashi says, Afal Gav the Ktane Midine Loi Mifsele Olai. Now Rashi says, let's say if he was Miyabim the Ktane first. So this should be nothing wrong with the Ktane. Maman of Sheikh, if she's Kniya Legamri, so the Yibum of the Charshes won't ask her al Shnei Batim, because then Yibum Acha Yibum. If she's not Knuyero, so she's not a Tzore. Afal Gav the Ktane Midim Olay Mipsolay Mishum Biya the Charshes Mimon of Shech. Iktane Knuye like a Midi Bosa Biyoso. So you can't make Yibum after the Biya of the Ktane. We love Knuya, and if she, the Ktana is not a Knuya, noch is Balmi. Velochi asuri keda meforish lekamon mishum gzeira. We can't be mata the Ktana when she's first. Dulma osi lemevet ibche. Maybe he'll do faker. Uboi charshes bereshe. He'll be boil the charshes first. Ubi is Ktana poslolo. And then, if he's miyabim the ktane, that'll pass all the charshes. The sheme knuye hi kula. Maybe the ktane is knuye kula. That means if you'll say that the first one is miyabim, when he's miyabim the ktane, he could stay with her, so people won't differentiate, and if it'll be Miyabim the Charshes first, he'll also stay with her, and that can't be. He can't stay with the Charshes, because maybe the Ktana is Knuya Legamri, and the Yibum of the Ktana will pass the Charshes on him. Is Charshes Yoitze Beget Vishori Mimanushech? Now, the Charshes is Yoitze Beget, and she's mutter mimonavshech. Iktane, that means, let's say, first he was miyabim the ktane, and then he's miyabim the charshes. So you give the charshes a get, v'shori mimonavshech. Iktane knuye hi, if the ktane is knuye, miftere charshes bibiyosa the ktane. So, and the charshes bachlal doesn't need anything. V'ilav knuye hi, if she's not a knuye, pture, bebiyadidom. In ktano, tamtem ad shetachlitz k'demaforish taima. Yeah, so the Gemara said as follows, Yamrit v'shloime reishe gabe yachoyis. If you'll say the reishe gabe yachoyis, Diktoni imbo ala charshes noisin lo get vo hutro. It says by achoyes, if he was bo ala charshes, noisin lo, that means that the charshes, he was married to the sister, diktan. Now the bala charshes died. And the Dinmos, he wasn't permitted to be Biyam the Harshes because she's a Sofik Achois Ishtay. But if he was Boala Harshes, Noisin Loget Vuhutra, Mishum the Harshes Knuya Mishiyeres, Uktane Knuya Veine Knuya, Umimonev Shech Harshes Bosagite Miftere, and the Harshes after a get is Miftere. If the Ktane is Knuya Legamri, so the Harshes is an Achis Ishe. Imishum Yibume, or else, if the Ktane is Eine Knuya Lo, so he was Miyabmo, so Yibbeheta, so Achoiso Loyoise Knuya. So that, then, is, everything is very good. Avliyab, Omrine Nipchem, but if you say Faket, but if you'll say that a ktana is knuya na mishuyeres, v'charshes sofik, na charshes a sofik knuya, sofik eine knuya, is then the din should be loy miftere charshes beget, then the charshes should not become potter with a get. Why? Dilma knuye, maybe the charshes is knuya, v'loi nafke mishumachis ishim, shekinyin achois haktana mishiyeres. Because the shekinyin achois haktana mishiyeres. So that can doesn't make her nerve gemura. Oh, b'diyos onami loy miftere, the biye psule. Because this is a biye psule. And the Mishnah will say it's going according to Rabbonon. So if you would say like that, the din should be that the Harshes shouldn't be nifter bibiyosa because it's because it's a biyepsula, because the ktane is mishi knuya mishiyeres. Mishimoch iktoni seif gabi nochis ktane boi chalitzim. And that is why it says in the seif that the nochis ktane boi chalitzim. That means the seif was speaking about it, he had two wives. One was a ktane and one was a chalshes. And he was miyabbo. Avol gav the mimonav shech biyosa beheta avoy. The bias ktana was beheta. Vigito get gomo mishum gzeiro dilme kodim a boil charshes bereish. But maybe he'll be boiled the charshes bereish. And people will say that there's no difference who you were miyabim first, the ktana or the charshes. And you also say the same thing, that both should go out with a get. Uktano shehi achreino. In this case, if he was miyabin, the charshes bereishe, leisagi lo begita. So then a get will not be sufficient. Dil meknuyei. Maybe the ktana is knuye, the rom ye kamei, and she still has kuke, the loyiftere bebi is charshes amishiyeres, or bebi di do nami loy miftere, the bi psuli, the koma loy beiso shnei ba. Is that is why the ktana needs chalitze? Because that is why the ktana needs chalitza, because maybe the ktana will be second and it'll be a biya psula and she'll need chalitza. So let us see again the Gemara. Yamret pishloi mecharshes knuya mishuyeres. If charshes is knuya mishuyeres, ktana knuya ve'ene knuya, that's what we were saying all along. The rabbononi mishimochi tamtim ad shetagdol v'tachloit, so therefore you wait till the ktana becomes a gdolin yigiv a chalitza de du mekodim eboil charshes bereish. Because we're afraid, you know why we say that the ktana needs chalitza? Because maybe he'll be boiled the charshes bereish. Vahavilei biya the ktana biya psula. So the biya ktana biya psula because he was already miyabim the charshes, which is a knuya mishiyeres. So memele, so therefore we give the ktana chalitza all the time. That means we give the ktana chalitza if she was nisyabim after the yibum of the charshes, if she was miyabim after the yibum of the charshes, because then she needs chalitza. So memele, they say all the time, you have to give the ktana chalitza. But if you will say that this Barais is going according to Rab Nechemya, Rab Nechemya holds a Biya Psula does not need Chalitza. Ha'om a Biya Psula Potro. Al Shmamino Rabbonani Shmamino. So what does Rashi say? Elo Yamit. Ktana knuya mishuyeres. If you'll say a ktana is knuya or mishuyeres, the other way around. B'char shesofik. Umirei shediktonei ba'achoyiks. Imbo alachar shes noisin lo get vohutrom. And the reishit says, if he was bo alachar shes, he gives her a get and she's muta. Now the problem was, if the charshes is a sofik knuya, and the ktano is a knuya mishiyeres. So we asked the kasha, how could the yibum of the charshes patara it's a biya psula? So we said, shaminin the biya psula peiteres. So that you want to say, it's going according to Rab Nechemya. Is seifa, now if this is going according to Rab Nechemya, seifa benoches, the seifa is speaking about he had two wives, not two brothers with two sisters. Two wives. Amai ktani boi chalitze. So why does it say in the sefer? What does it say in the sefer? In the sefer it says, Misha hoyo nosi aktanen charshes, umeis bo yovam al aktane, bechozo obo al charshes. Is what's the kanton? Charshes yoitze beget. That's what it says in the sefer. So if you will say that it's going according to Rab Nechemya, Eliyam Ktanik Nuyim Mishieres, V'charshes Sofik, Imereishet Tonim Bachoyisim Bola Charshes Noyisim Loget V'hutro, Shaminin Debiye Psule Poiteres, Sefer Benochis, Amai ktane boi chalitze. Why does a ktane need chalitze? If you're telling me that a ktane is knuya mishuyeres, and a charshes is knuya ve'ine knuya, so why does the ktane need chalitze? Bish loy mafuki mafkina lo mino. He can't remain with the ktane. Dil me charshes achroine knuya kulo. Uposla loy lab. So my male is not allowed to be with her. Ela begidit is gilom. The bias atzma peitroso. That what he was miyabma, that alone should pato. It was knuya mishuyeres. The bias sheire. Ve'inami choshiv lo psulo. And afilo you'll say that since the chaushes is kukoloi, legamri, if she's knuya legamri, and the ktano is knuya mishieres, so we will consider the zike of the charshes ki ilu she became his wife, and therefore the ktana is already like a second bias. So b'meila, so it's a biya psula binami choshem la psula b'shem dekaima zikes charshes zike lameim knuya legami or amram nechemya biya psula potla. Potro, so why does she need chalitza? Elo shma mino rabbonon, ishma mino. It's a raya that is going according to the rabbonon, and what we said before, that a ktana is knuya legam, a ktana is sofi knuya, sofi keni knuya, nachashis is knuya mishiyeres. Omar Rabashi. So Rabashi said, Meireshe namish mamino de Rabbonani. I prove to you from the Reishe that it's going according to the Rabbonon, that hold that Rabbi Yipsula needs Chalitza, not according to Rav Nechemia. The Ketani we learned, it says as follows, Im bo ala harshes, if he was bo ala harshes, noisin lo get, vuhutro. The Reishe is speaking about Shtei Achoyes. So it says that the Charshis is also, in Boal Charshis, is Noisan Loget for Hutro. And we said Pshat is because Maman of Shech, if the Ktano is Eine Knuya, so the Yibam of the Charshis will help. If the Ktano is Knuya, so then the Charshis is an Achisisha. Vulektoni in Boal Ktano, why didn't it say the other way around? That if he was married to a Charshis, and the Ketana fell, in Bo la Ketana, noisin lo get vehutro, that he also gives her a get vehutro, is a raya, because Rabbi Psula needs chalitza. So the Gemara says, "Im yishim ho lo yirye charshes de lesle takante de teire, toni takante de isure, tane disle takante de teire, loy toni takante de isure." Now let us see Rashi. Mireishe nami gabi achoyis, shmami no de rabonani, diktoni gabi meis bailo shel charshes. It says in the Mishnah as follows: Meis bailo shel charshes. The charshes is falling to the Bal Haktana, who is her sister. It says, Im bo ala charshes, if he was miyabn de charshes, noisein lo get, so he gives a get to the charshes. That's what it says. And finish. And we explain, monavshech. Gabi meis bailo shel ktano. It says, what happens if the bal of the ktano died? The ktoni ktano tamtin. It says the Ktana should be tamed. V'loi Ktani im bo la Ktana noisin lo get v'hutra. Why do you also say the same thing? That if the meis bal shel Ktana, and he was bo la Ktana, so you give a get and it's hutra. So the Teretz is because it's a biya psula. The biya psula will not be matter the Ktana. That's why she needs chalitza. Alme Rabbonani, Mishimachile Navki beget, Biyosa Psula, the Chashas Knuya Bemixis, Bezuasura Mishimachisish. Yibin Loi Mitchai, Yidul Mektanik Tuya Kulon, Bekini Mishiyar Stachoisa Loi Dochilon. So the Gemara was Matche, no, could be Take, it goes according to Rab Nechemye, Nabi Psula, is Mavki Yedazike. Why doesn't he say this case? Because by a charshes the leslo takanta the teira diktoni bo, the charshes asura lo ilo. So the only way a charshes could be mutaf was bo ala charshes. So then it states in beget, masha ein kein, the ktano is islo takanta the teira is loitoni takanta the isura. That is the Gemara, a very difficult Gemara to hold Cheshbin. About Kaponim, this is the whole Gemara, and the Gemara says, Bekitzer, after the whole Gemara, we know that a Ketana is Knuya, the Eine Knuya, a Charshes is Knuya Mishieres. Now, let us go back to Ketana the Charshes, and then we'll see, we really don't understand what this Gemara is talking about. Omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, it said in the Mishnah, that if a person had two wives, a Ketana and Charshes, ein biyoso shalachas men peteres sarosa. Omar Rav Nachman, ashkachtei l'Rav Ade Barave l'Rav Chana Chosne, I found Rav Ade Barave and Rav Chana his son-in-law, diyos vi they were sitting, v'komikavi akvoso b'shuke de pumpedise. Now, the Shuki de Pumpadisa, it seems, was a marketplace. And of all things in this marketplace, They were makil kehilas, and they were oisik in learning. They were oisik in learning about the barav and his son-in-law. The omri, and what were they talking about? Our mishnah. Hodis nan ktane v'charshis, ein bias achas mehem peiteres soros. It says in our mishnah that if a person had a wife, a ktana, two wives, one a ktana and a charshis, so ein bias achas mehem peiteres soros. So they said now, Hani Mili, when is it that ein bias achas mehem peiteres soros, the nofla lo me'ochiv pikeach? It's speaking about that the husband of these two women was a pikeach. And what if he's a pikeach? The lawyer Dino, now a whole new outlook on the Mishnah. So why can't the be of one part or the other? The lawyer Dinon, I don't know, I don't know which one he likes better. Does he like the Ktana better? Or does a Pikeach, not does he, does a Pikeach like a Ktana better? Or does a Pikeach like a Charshis better? What are the Tzodei Ashayla? Does a Pikeach like a Ktana better? The osi lechlaldeye, she has a potential. Eventually she'll become a gdoila. So therefore there's a greater nichuse for a ktana. Ibe chashis nechale, or maybe he likes a chashis better. A chashis has the gdoila hi, ubasbiye. She's a gdoila, she's a basbiye. So, even though L'chir Ketan is also a Bas Biyah, if she's a Bas Gimel, well, L'chir could be Chibas Biyah is only by a Gdoila, not by a Ketan. So, Koponim, so, Rav Ada Bar Abba said that the reason that the Biyah of one does not patter the other is because I don't know which is his true wife, which one does he like more. Does he like the Ktana better because she'll eventually become a Gdoila? Does he like the Charshis better because she is a Gdoila now and she's a Bas Biyah? Avo! But he said a shtik toyer. Noflo me'ochiv Charsh. What is if the husband was a Charsh? Then I don't have a Sofik anymore. Which one he likes better? Vadei becharshis nechale. Then Yizicha likes the charshis better. The basbiyehi, ubasminehi. So then the din will be that, the lechayre, so it means that then the biyes hacharshis, uzicha pata pektane. That is what they were saying, bishuke de pumpadisa. Vaminelo, who I know, and Rav Nachman, who saw them, they said, I said, Afilo nofulay mochiv cheresh, nami mesavkele. I disagree with you. Afilo cheresh is also a sofik. Now we have here a shreklecha problem, and this problem, the chazainish is moira. We hear here a whole sugya explaining why the be of one doesn't part of the other, one is knuye veine knuye, one is knuye mishier, a whole sugya. And the sugi starts off of here with gor upset andere sachen ganzen. I don't know which is niche, which is not niche. This is a schreckliche problem. Let us learn Rashi. Umikavi akvose makilim tamidim svivam shayboim lishmoye devreyim lishnachinim demakwa akoso meshivim kushis alas the rest and kashis one to the other. That's it.